He's speaking in tongues.
My mika no da mira pa buya dinga na mai baba buya be a ni roshna ya va ni ba ma ba I ba ba ba.
That's like me jamming, like I used to smoke and do it.
We were down at the Sing Store, the convenience store called the Sing Store, waiting for that cab, and got bored. Kicked over News Hurt machine, quarters came out, you know. I had like $4 of quarters in my pocket, you know. Cool, we'll go to Putt-Putt, you know, our friend's dad owned Putt-Putt. We'll go to Putt-Putt the next day, you know. This, you know, at least 2 hours worth of games here. So we're just waiting around, and cop pulls away. Like, huh, that's kind of weird, you know? Because we had put the newspaper machine back up again, you know? But we'd also, like, rattled the door and shit. An alarm probably went off, you know? We weren't thinking about that because we were wasted, you know? So, the next thing that happened was a car full of girls came by. What are y'all doing? Oh, we're waiting on a cab, you know, as if we're in the city or something, you know? Y'all need a ride? No, it should be here soon, you know? That was the worst. We would have made it out of there, like, just in time. In a carload of girls. It would have been perfect. But nope. 5-10 minutes after that, the entire canine team comes to the Sing Store, you know? So we're like, you know, like, John's like, I think we better get out of here, you know. So we start like backing up around the convenience store, and I realize at that moment I've got the evidence in my pocket, and so I'm like, oh damn, I can't, because you could tell that they're behind the store too. So I was like, I can't throw these quarters because they'll make too much noise and they'll be able to find them, you know. So eventually we're up against the car, you know. They're frisking us and shit. And, you know, they put us in the back of the car, you know. And we're just like, all right, man. You know, we'd seen the movies. We knew they were going to separate us. Get contradicting stories, you know. So then I ended up at the private school. And then I ended up on the varsity baseball team. Pitching. Because a friend of mine that played outfield on that team, he said, you know, I've heard that the only way that you're going to make this team is because you're left-handed, if you tell the coach that you can pitch. I'd never pitched before. We went to go play these guys that were in this high school team that was near the Gulf, but it was a correctional school for rich kids. So we play them, we kick their ass, and we're driving home, and Josh Parsons' mom, I'm sitting in the back. I remember it. The back left seat of the car. And Josh had the head on the door in, and it just looped. It just kept playing and kept playing. And I just, like, listen, just laid my head back on the seat and just listened to it. Altering experience for me. I mean, as far as like rock and roll getting you. Fun Seeking was made like 7 or 8 days, like 8 days, with Rage Against the Machine coming in the middle, if I recall. I think they came in like 3 days in the middle of that whole thing, because they were doing, I remember they had some song up called White Walls or something like that. Like, white, you know, White Wall Tires.
Where was that?
I don't know why I remember that. Southern Tracks. They came in, I guess that was the record with the kid on the front,
Empire.
Evil Empire. I think you could really, really appreciate an experience like that if you played an instrument, I think. You really get a lot out of, you're going in, all of a sudden you've got a room of, you know, guitars and starting to understand, like, getting enlightened to, like, why do you use this guitar? You know, it was an honor, definitely, to be able to do it in a studio that is as pro, you know, as it gets. So many great records have been made there, you know. It was a fun seeking in 96. That was done, you know, in 8 days. So now this newest record is just, it was the complete opposite. I don't know. I mean, it's exhausting in a lot of ways, and it's also difficult to capture, be in the moment. How do you capture being in the moment when it's being recorded over the course of a long moment of, with my part of it, one thing I did was intentionally leave a lot of lyrics unfinished, so I would have to, like, meet Tim there at, like, 11 in the morning, and I think with rock and roll, I think you end up, whether you like it or not, I think toxic moments get memorized and looped, so to speak, and becomes hard after, you know, you see those folks again, you know, and it's just confusing because everyone's experiencing this for the first time. And even if you're not doing, even if you're not learning those things through the filter of, like, the music industry or rock and roll experience, you know, fan and music maker, I think that everyone knows, if you've been, you know, as you go through your 20s, you just realize that it's just, and hopefully you end up getting to understand those kind of toxic moments or whatever as you get older. And I'm sure it's not like this for everyone. Some people might just see it all clear right, you know, from when they're young, but maybe you end up getting the opportunity later on as you get older to heal some of that stuff that was silly. Allen Ginsberg in Tongues. Or it could be Charlie Brown's parents.